Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Sean Dahl is back. Sean's a 17-year member of our Brain Trust. He's a co-founder and principal and director of strategy for Fitzmartin Inc. He's a consultant to a lot of businesses just like yours and mine. I know some of them. I know what a good job he does with them. He's the author of a number of books, including Shift, 19 Practical Business-Driven Ideas for an Executive in Charge of Marketing, but Not Trained for the Task. That sounds like us, doesn't it, folks? Sean, welcome back.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back, Sean. And I was telling, before you got here, I was telling the audience about the subtitle of your book, and I love it because you know, we're not HR experts. We're not marketing experts. We're not the one of the things I laugh about in my own business is from time to time somebody that I do business will say, "Well, who do I contact about your intellectual property? I mean, about your IT, your internet and your technology? Who's your IT person in the company?" Of course, you know what I tell them, right? You're talking to him.
Jason McCracken. He's
yeah,
one
right.
guy.
Yeah, you're talking to him. That's what I tell him. And somebody, who's your in a small business? Who's your HR expert? You're talking to him, because if somebody didn't show up for a shift, it's your shift. And so that's the reason why we like talking to you, because you bring us to into a little higher level of competence. And on your mind today, you want to talk about how to get people to buy from us when they're not ready to buy anything.
Yeah, you know, I see so many people that are out there looking to create awareness and are investing hard-earned money in creating awareness. And often, awareness is not the answer. Advertising is not the answer to help you create early-stage sales. So that's what I'd love to visit on. I think that would be incredibly helpful.
Let's do it. What's the first step?
Let's even start with something. Let's start with the Edsel. Or everybody knows the Edsel.
But no, not everybody. I remember the Edsel, but tell us what it is.
Well, the Edsel, it shares in something in common with that Coors Rocky Mountain spring water. Maybe you remember that one.
Yeah.
Maybe you remember the Apple Newton.
How about the
maybe
new Coke?
You remember 1995 Nintendo's Virtual Game Boy. 95. We're just now getting goggles, right?
Yeah.
So these were all products that were some of the biggest flops in history.
Mm-hmm.
But they all had one thing behind them. They all had awareness. They all had great names, great product names.
Mm-hmm. Who wouldn't want a new Coke, right? It's Coke and it's new. Who wouldn't want
exactly.
that?
And there is great debate on whether that was really a flop or intentional. And I think it was a flop. There's no way you'd take those kinds of risks.
That's right. That's right.
So what is it? What is it that you need as a business owner before somebody is contemplating? We call this pre-contemplation. And you know that we root our advice in behavioral science and the cognitive marketing framework. And pre-contemplation, listen to what that means. So I could be aware that something exists, but it means nothing to me. I've got no reason to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many things in your life are you aware of, but you have no reason to pay attention to it?
Right.
That's rhetorical.
If it's not something I need, I don't have the bandwidth today to deal with it. Why would I devote the bandwidth to deal with something that's irrelevant to me?
Advertising legend David Ogilvy said that if you're shopping for a washer dryer, you'll read all you can about a washer and a dryer. And he was the king of marketing in the day,
mm-hmm.
and he would write these ads that had 500 words, which was ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, we see ads now that have no words.
Mm-hmm.
but if you're interested in washer dryer, you're going to read it. If you're not interested, you could be aware, but you're not going to contemplate.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the first shift that I want to see business owners make a change on. don't worry about awareness. Worry about how to help people contemplate what it is you're doing. And how are you going to do that? You know, you're going to have to use a couple levers that again, behavioral science points us to. And one of those, I think, is really interesting in today's day, and that's social media.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have very negative opinions about social media, don't they?
Well, I have a negative opinion about some of it, but I think you're right, because one of the things that how many times have we heard the science? I think there's science on this that customers won't buy until you've touched them seven times.
True, it's 100% true.
And the first two, maybe three, are probably building awareness.
Absolutely. And they're helping me contemplate. I was reading a McKinsey bit of research, and it said 20 to 50% of all purchases are influenced by word of mouth. Well, that is mm-hmm. social influencing, or even this new thing that we're seeing so much of, influencers. So yep. The small business owner might think, well, I can't afford Kim Kardashian. And you're right, you probably can't. But did you know that there's a world of influencers called nano-influencers? They're people with 500 to 5,000 followers.
Hmm.
And there's micro-influencers. They have 5,000 to maybe 30,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
So to get them to post, you might spend $100, $200. That is social media influencing, mm-hmm. and that is a powerful way to help people shift their thinking, become aware, but most importantly, contemplate what it is that you're offering for sale.
Well, and you, so there's something, and part of this, Sean, is people are increasingly less likely to believe a marketing message and more likely to believe their neighbor. In fact, research shows that people are 70% more likely to believe what somebody says on social media than they are to believe the marketing message of the company.
True, 100% true, because the volume of information that marketers, schmucks like me, have created is so large. There's yep. so much on the internet. There's so much in media. I get frustrated. Frankly, it's yep. one of the reasons I kind of enjoy Netflix and Amazon Prime, because I can escape advertising.
Escape it, yeah.
I shouldn't say that, should I?
Hey, Sean, yeah, especially not on the radio. Come on, man. Come on. Hey, Sean. Come on, man. You heard that lady?
I'll get back on the team.
Come on,
when we get
man.
Back, I will have yeah.
We've heard people
scream.
There's a guy who says that all the time now, right? Come on, man. Hey, I need your website quickly, Sean. Quickly.
Fitzmartin.com. FitzMartin.
Pretty quick. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Sean. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.